Offshore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hakala with the morning team. It's time now for our Tech Talk segment every week. This time, David Snell from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right. So, well, we're going to talk about Google. This is a big decision here. A judge ruling not in Google's favor.
Exactly. It's a major setback for Google at this point in time. But the court case was up last year, and the judge has taken 3 or so months just to come up with his final determination, which was that Google is, in fact, monopolistic. And then they just haven't come up yet with what the punishment might be for them. But we'll see where that goes. But at this point in time, it was found that we talked about this last year. Google reportedly paid Apple around $18 billion in 2021, another $20 billion in 2022, to be the default search engine on iPhones.
Mm.
So that's kind of monopolistic.
Yeah, because you've got the search engines, which should be competitive, and that's what the government would like to see. And so they come by with large amounts of money, as you just indicated there, and dump that and say, make this the default. And once things are usually the default, more and more, I mean, most people won't change them, and they'll continue
to
use them.
Right, they stick with it.
Yeah. So that kind of gives them the advantage and thus the monopoly. And obviously the name of Google is so much so that it's become a verb. To Google something. So
exactly. It's synonymous with looking things up online. We always say, Google it. Google it.
Just Google it. So, is it too much power? Is it too much control? Probably. I think most people would agree there, but you're right. I guess what do they do about it? Or what would they have to do about it? Is it a fine? Or does that really solve anything? How would you give somebody else a piece of the pie?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure that they can let anybody else have their browsers become the default. Although for Apple, it should be Safari, because that's built into the Apple anyway.
Yeah.
But, Google's search engine currently processes an estimated 8.5 billion worldwide searches per day.
Wow.
So, and if they're getting advertising money from many of the things that we click on, you can see why they're a multi-billion dollar company.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you can see why in their view. I mean, if you're a company, why would you want to have it changed? Of course, you're going to fight that. And I get that. And you kind of get to this point in your power. And so usually what happens with any kind of monopoly, you don't want to give it up. And so but I guess, yeah, it'll be interesting to see really what would happen. But there's been talks about Google and this tech companies having too much power before, right, David?
Exactly. We've talked about Microsoft being that challenge and Amazon, lots of the big tech companies are monopolistic in their own manner. But this judge actually decided against Google, and now we know that Google is going to appeal this. They started saying that yesterday as soon as this ruling came down. But ultimately, it's probably going to end up in the U.S. Supreme Court because it's not going to be able to handle by local district courts.
Yeah, it's too. I guess it's everywhere, right?
Yep.
Do you have any thoughts on that? What would be? I mean, how do you do that? I mean, with the search engines, you want to, I guess, allow people to get a chance to have their search engine become usable, but. You know, in a marketplace like this, where it's too powerful, it's hard to imagine anything could grow.
Exactly. You know, companies like Bing, which is my Microsoft, and then DuckDuckGo, all the Firefox, all the other browsers that are out there. I don't know how they could actually get us to stop using Google as a consumer because it's built into what we do every day.
Yeah, I mean it's right here. I'm looking at it right now. It's built in on to most of the machines, or it's become the default because, I don't know. I suppose on Google's point of view, they're going to say I would imagine they would argue, right, David? They'd say that ours is simply people prefer to use it, right?
Exactly. They say this is the best, and everyone uses their engine, and it's as you said, it's a default, and Well, I don't know how we would change. I don't know that I would change. And you know, we use DuckDuckGo and some other private browsers just as testing purposes. But Google is still the main search engine that we use.
Yeah, and some websites run better on certain browsers and that kind of thing. And you know, Google Chrome seems to do very well. It looks like with a lot of websites, and you know, you can see why people obviously want the easiest one to use. So I don't know what the answer would be, or if you would give people a choice when they set up their device. I guess the only thing I could see is not allowing defaults to be built in, which is probably, you know, in any kind of business, I guess, not to have one picked out for you already, you know, like, you know, hey, you know, you're old enough to have a cell phone and you're automatically get Verizon, you know, that just is, you know, you want to have a choice, you know, and be like, you know, people that live, you know, in this part, you'll only get Verizon. But, you know, we have choice when it came to phone companies. So I guess, you know, it should be up to the consumer, I guess, to have all the products in front of them and let them pick the one they want themselves.
Exactly. And it's not just Google that's doing this. Every time we set up a new computer for a client, it instantly tries to get you to use Edge. It pops up. You have to go through a half a dozen clicks to get out of it and then decide what you're going to do for a browser. And we always install Chrome. So I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, every time you do an update or something like that, I feel like it says so-and-so, you know, I can tell I'm not your default. You know, do you want to make me your default? And so I guess that's the word that everybody wants to have, right? To be your default.
That's exactly right.
Well,
it's going to be interesting to see where this goes, for sure.
Yeah. So now it just kind of works its way through the courts, right?
Yeah, we'll see where this goes. They're going to start the appealing process today. And we'll see how long it takes to get it back in the court and see what's decided in the end. I'm not sure how this can be decided or what can happen, but maybe it'll be fines, but I think Google can afford to pay the fines.
Yeah, okay. All right. And typically, David, right, they have been more controlling in Europe. Has that generally been the case? Is it also with
this? Exactly.
They've been a little
and
tighter.
Maybe we'll get there with our privacy laws, too, because there's not much these major companies can do that is not approved by the government.
Okay. All right. David Snell's got more on his blog on the latest on this decision as Google losing this antitrust case. But again, they're going to appeal. But David, where can people go to read the blog?
Go to xsmartit.com. Click on my blog link.
David
use
Snell.
Google if you want, or use Bing.
however you want to search for it, the choice is yours, or is it? All right, David, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good day.
You too. All right, that's David Snell, Act Smart IT, actsmartit.com. David Snell's with us every week at this time on WATD.